Hi. Thanks for inviting me over. Yeah, sorry if we couldn't work at my place, but I'm glad we could come to yours. Can I come right in? Great, I'm coming in then. Wow, your house is so nice. Oh, I didn't mean that in a weird way. I was just saying. Sorry if that came off as. It didn't. Oh, okay. That's good. So, where are your parents? I expected to greet them when I knocked. No, that wasn't meant to be weird either. I'm just curious. Ah, they're away for a business trip. I see. They must be really busy then, right? Oh, well, I brought everything you asked me to. I brought my own laptop so we won't have to worry about sharing yours. I also brought all our research notes we took in class and all of the information sheets the teachers gave us. I even brought snacks. They aren't much, but. Ah, you wanted to make me food? Ah. I probably should have guessed that since I was coming over. Sorry. Okay, we can just eat both then. Kill two birds with one stone, as they say, right? Should we go to your room now? To get started, I mean. I didn't mean for that to come off as weird either. Okay, sorry. We can go. You want to maybe take a break? It's okay if you don't want to. I was just staying since, well, I've been working for some time now. And my eyes are starting to hurt after being glued onto my laptop screen for too long. Oh, you're fine with it? Great. That's good to hear. You know. Your room is really, really nice. I didn't mean that in a weird way. I just noticed how clean and organized it is. Jeez, I'm being really irritating today, aren't I? You don't have to sugarcoat it. I'm used to getting called annoying. I'm not very good at talking, so I usually find myself stuttering or tripping over my own words. And a lot of people usually just avoid talking to me as a result. You're different though. Can you just forget I just said that? I didn't mean to say that. What? You want me to continue? I'm not sure if I can. Okay, here goes. Can I be honest with you? I just wanted to say, well, I really appreciate you, and you mean a lot to me. What? No, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I know we don't talk much, but whenever we did, you were always so uplifting. I think that's the right word. You always seemed so invested in our conversations, even when I was trying to form the right words to use. And when you come up to me, I was all by myself in that class, and you're asking me if I wanted to be your partner. That really made me happy. It really meant a lot to me, which reminds me. Why did you pick me, out of all the people, as your partner? You're fairly popular in our class, aren't you? I always see you socializing with people, after all. Wait, what? It's because we're friends? Oh, wait, there's more. You what? You wanted to tell me your true feelings. Oh, I see. Are you gonna tell me? If you want, you don't have to or anything. So I think I already know. You do want to? Okay, take your time then. I'm listening. I see. Yeah, that's what I was thinking when you mentioned your true feelings. I noticed. There's no need to get flustered about it, but to be fair, you did make it pretty obvious. I caught you glancing at me multiple times while we were in class. And when I glanced back, your face would always turn red and you'd look away. Your voice would always be higher pitched whenever you'd speak to me too. And the fact you wanted to be my partner, well, that sort of sealed the deal for me. I guess you could say. Well, I guess I shouldn't beat around the bush, right? I should probably give you a response. I already told you how much I appreciate you being with me. But maybe I should be more clear with my feelings. I like you too. Oh, I can't believe I've just said that. I didn't trust you at first. I thought you were just being nice to me because you felt obligated to. But the more little conversation you had with me, even the ones where you just asked me about my day, I started feeling more welcome and appreciated. Whenever I'd noticed you glancing at me, I couldn't help but get flustered myself. So I tried glancing back at you, and I already told you how that turned out. Yeah. And then you asked me to be your partner. I had such a strong hunch you liked me too, but I couldn't bring myself to believe it. But I'm really, really glad that you opened up to me. I would have never had the courage to. So, does this mean that we're a thing now? Of course we don't have to be. I'm just saying. Your face is so close to mine. It looks so much prettier up close. I didn't say that. Wait, do you want to kiss me? I see. Well, this is my first time doing this, so. It's your first time too? Guess we're on the same boat then. Yeah. Okay. At the same time then. 3, 2, 1. Wow, that felt nice. I really wanted to keep going. Maybe later after this project we do. Hey, can I put my head on your chest? Thank you. So warm. Maybe we could just go like this for a bit. Project can wait a bit longer. Wouldn't you agree? Okay. I'm glad you agree with me.